the end of a truly pulsating under 21A semi-final. You were 10 points down there at one stage at the start of the second half, but an absolutely tremendous fight back. You must be over the moon.
That's just what we're about. Like, never give up. Never give up. We knew we had it in us. We gave away sloppy goals there, but we came back, we done well.
Killie Beggs were very good there for large chunks of that game. Very impressive throughout. They managed the game pretty well, and it looked like you were dead and buried.
Ah, did you? If you say, if you thought we were. But no, we just never give up. It was just, we knew we had it in us. We just never give up in the end. So
never give up in the end, but it took, I think, a 45-metre free, the extreme right of the square for yourself there. People were saying you weren't going to have the distance. Not only did you have the distance, you had the accuracy too, and it nearly cleared the ball stop behind the goals. It was a massive pressure kick, last kick of the game.
Ah, it was, yeah. I didn't know it was the last kick of the game now.
Yeah.
Jeez. But no, it's a big kick now. I just had confidence. I thought I'd make it. Thankfully it did, yeah.
What did your manager Johnny McCoon say to you at half time? Because I mean, you were struggling, you were in big trouble. A fortuitous goal just before the break brought you back into it, but you were still under pressure. I'm sure Johnny wasn't happy.
No, I wasn't happy. Now, stuff we worked on wasn't coming out there. Kind of with two sloppy goals, a penalty, yeah, and a sloppy one before half time. Only for that we got a point, I think it was. So we were lucky to get that goal, and just went back and regrouped at half time and came back out. Started fighting again. We just knew we had it in us to come back.
And the momentum really shifted. I mean, when you went into extra time because of that there point years, you could see the renewed belief, the renewed, you know, energy, and he's kicked home there. I think, you know, he's grew over the line with a bit to spare in the end, but the scoreline only told half the story of an amazing evening here and Fanter, to be, you know, to be truthful.
Ah yeah, it was a great game for neutral, I say. It was lovely. Can't believe it, just some come back, like.
Some come back, and it keeps the momentum going because the seniors are, of course, looking forward to an Ulster final. And this would, you know, it would have dampened spurs a wee bit, but you're into an Ulster, you know, or sorry, an under 21A county final now, and it keeps the buzz going around the town.
It would have dampened the spurs and seniors and all, but no, it keeps everything good now. Nice, another final, a good one now, like.
Of course, and no injury, I'm sure Martin Regan will be a very happy man there as well.
He will, aye.